Now, let me give you a couple things that we can learn from him. Number one is that, you know, the courage of one can liberate the captivity of many. Man, this is risky right here. You know, it could have ended really bad. Who can just go up to a king and say, I have a message for you, or I have a message for the king, and just let him go all the way to the king's summer parlor? Close the doors, assassinate him, and get away. I mean, you have guards there checking to see if you have weapons. He cleared the, you know, TSA. He cleared the guards, everyone, the servants, made it all the way to the summer parlor, killed the very fat man, and still got away unscathed, and really to encourage his people, and then they end up killing 10,000 of the Moabites. That's a great accomplishment. That took a lot of guts. That took a lot of courage. Took a lot of boldness to do something like that. And the principle that we can learn there is that all it takes is for one man to just to be courageous. In a spiritual sense, we're talking about obviously today. You know, to be courageous, and you could really liberate the captivity of a lot of people. You think of it in the matter of soul winning. You know, all it takes is one courageous person to just say, you know, I'm going to learn some soul winning. You know what you can do? You can liberate the captivity of those who are lost.
That's good.
You know, throughout the many decades that Lord willing, the Lord gives you to be on this earth, you can liberate a lot of captives.
Amen.
From the clutches of Satan. Through you building up the courage to go out there and preach the gospel. But not just that. How about the courage of one just to stand up for right?
Amen.
Just to stand up for simple Bible doctrine and, you know, Bible principles. The courage of one can really liberate the captivity of those who are in fear.
Amen.
Everyone here can attest to someone who inspired them to take a stand for something.
Amen.
And myself included. We all have a man, two men, three men that we know over our lifetime that had the courage to stand alone. And because they stood alone, guess what? That liberated us from the captivity of fear.
Amen.
Right? And at one point, maybe it was just Pastor Anderson, but now we have a bunch of men standing up, right?
Amen.
Pastor Grayson Fritz.
Good.
Pastor Tommy McMurtry. Men who are individuals who are just getting the courage to actually stand up and say something. To just stand up for truth. You know, and this is a principle for us that each and every one of us could be like an Ehud, okay? All we need to do is muster up the courage. You know, whatever you fear, you know, the Bible says that perfect love casteth out fear. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
And we need to take that and take it to the bank and understand that we can cash in on some courage, amen? So that's the number one principle that we can learn there is that, hey, don't ever think, well, I'm just a nobody. Nobody knows who I am. I don't have a YouTube channel or, you know, whatever. I'm not famous. But you know what? All you need is a little bit of courage and you can encourage someone. You can inspire someone. And you know how what moves men to do something great for God? Another man doing something great for God. You know what moves the masses of men to go and stand up for right, even to the point that they're willing to give up their lives? It just takes one man. To have the courage to stand up and say, I'll do it, I'll die,
amen.
I'll give it all up, right?
Amen.
That's all it takes. The courage of one man to liberate the captivity of many. And you know what? Ehud, this one action that he took, liberated the children of Israel for, look what it says in verse 30, 80 years. How many years is that? 80. So his actions changed the course of action for the children of Israel for 80 years. Just because he was willing to just, like a boss, go into the palace and just like, I'm going to kill this guy. And I'm going to leave unscathed. That's pretty cool right there. I like Ehud, you know. He's left-handed. Great man. Amen?